Hello and welcome to my website this week. Happy Thanksgiving to you a little belatedly if you're just checking into my site. We're into the holiday season over Christmas holidays, and certainly an awful lot going on here in Louisiana for those of you that follow us from all over the world. If you go to the left side of my website, you'll see an updated link that shows you a little map that shows you where people are listening to us, and both to the podcast and also to looking over my website. You see people from China and Japan, all over Europe. I'm just amazed the number of people have an interest in Louisiana. I'm sure many of these folks are either service people in the armed services or in the military, or they have jobs, they're from Louisiana, have jobs overseas and want to stay in touch. I'm honored that they use my site as a way of doing so. I hope you had a pleasant Thanksgiving. LSU kind of redeemed itself in football for you football fans with a very close victory this past week over Arkansas after losing three games. There's a lot of controversy about the football coaching here. Better news for the New Orleans Saints, who 11-0, just won a tremendous game with the New Orleans Patriots, and of course with the New England Patriots. Hot big game coming up for us is the Dallas Cowboys on December the 19th. I'll be in that number at the Superdome, and it's certainly going to be a real free-for-fest-for-all. Look at my column, my cartoon this week of Drew Brees, the quarterback for New Orleans Saints. He can walk on water, he can do no wrong, and he is really the hero in New Orleans and throughout the South, and to all those Saints fans, wherever they may be. Up on my website this week, several columns you may want to look over. One is, you know, a lot of this controversy about the people who crashed the party at the White House for the state dinner involving the Prime Minister of India. The governor of Louisiana was the only Republican governor, maybe the only governor invited to the program. One of the national websites said that he was referred to as an Indian American, and they were offended by the fact that Jindal would be tagged as an Indian American, our governor here in Louisiana. Well, that's what he is. And quite frankly, he would not have been invited to the White House if he was not of Indian descent, because that's why they had the Indian Prime Minister. That's the only reason he got invited in the first place. I hope he took the time to suggest to the Prime Minister that Louisiana has a lot to offer India, and I'd like to see us form kind of a sister relationship. Some states have a sister partnership with other countries throughout the world. I'd like Louisiana to tie into India strictly because of Jindal's connections. You know, if you read the column I wrote about halfway down on the front page blog, you can see that India is importing a massive amount of goods. Their economy is growing it's much stronger than we have here in Louisiana. And they are buying a lot of the goods that we sell here, like oil and gas and chemicals and fruits, lignite coal, all things that are being imported into India, but Louisiana is barely scratching. The Port of New Orleans, for example, the business there is off some 29%, so I'm sure they'd love to see a lot of exports going from Louisiana over to India, and Jindal's the key. If I were him, I'd make a trade mission over there, take a lot of Louisiana business people. He's really liked in India, and I think it's just a natural fit. I wrote a column several months ago about the governor of Washington. He was a Chinese-American and used that influence with China to open up tremendous doors of trade into Washington. Washington is the largest single trading partner for China, strictly because of their governor of Chinese descent. So Governor Jindal, if he wants to seize an opportunity, has the opportunity to do so in trade with India. He's not done so far, and I hope he won't pass up this opportunity. We're missing a huge opportunity if he does not do so. Also decided to write about Sarah Palin. I didn't buy that Sarah Palin book, but someone gave it to me. Well, the first thing I did is go to the index to get some ideas to what she might be talking about, some key names I might want to read about. There is no index. So if you look at my column this week on my front page website, you will see that I kind of made an index and gave you some of the highlights. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. I don't dismiss Palin. I don't think she's going to end up being president. She's a heck of a promoter, but I also made the serious presumption after a little give and take of a humorous nature that she ought to be dealing more with substance and not quite so much personality. I think that hurts her cause in the long run if she has any political ambitions later on down the line. So I just share that with you. Hope you look over the site and listen to it. Also a feature I did this week on Ahmad Jamal, the great pianist. I related the story, and you'll see on the front page, when I was in high school and early college years, I listened to a number of sites like Ahmad Jamal, and I think you'll enjoy it there and hope you'll take it all in. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Look over my site, enjoy it, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon.